When the world was new, the animals were just beginning to work for man. There was a camel then. He lived in the middle of a desert because he did not want to work. He was very lazy. When anybody spoke to him, he only said, "Hmph." The horse came to him on Monday morning. He said, "Camel, come and run like the rest of us." "Hmph," said the camel. So the horse went away and told the man. Then the dog came to him. He said, "Camel, come and carry things like the rest of us." "Hmph," said the camel. So the dog went away and told the man. Next, the ox came to him. He said, "Camel, come and work in the fields like the rest of us." "Hmph," said the camel. So the ox went away and told the man. At the end of the day, the man called the horse and the dog and the ox together. He said, "You three, stop going to that humph thing in the desert. He doesn't want to work. You must work double to make up for it." That made the animals very angry. The three animals met to talk on the edge of the desert. The jinn of the desert saw them. He came in a cloud of dust. Jinns always travel that way because it is magic. He stopped to talk with the three animals. "Jinn of the desert," said the horse, "is it right for anyone to be lazy?"
"No,"
said the jinn.
"Well," said the horse, "there's a camel in the middle of your desert. We asked him to work on Monday morning."
"That's my camel," said the jinn. "What does he say?"
"He says humph when we talk to him," said the dog. "And he won't run or carry things."
"Does he say anything else?"
"Only humph," said the ox. "He will not talk to us."
"Very well," said the jinn. "I'll humph him."
The jinn went and found the camel. The camel was looking at himself in a pool of water.
"Hello, my tall and bubble-blowing friend," said the jinn. "What's this I hear of you doing no work?"
"Humph,"
said the camel.
"You've given the other three animals extra work to do," said the jinn.
"Humph,"
said the camel again.
"I wouldn't say that again if I were you," said the jinn. "You say it too often. Bubbles, I want you to work."
And the camel said, "Humph," again. No sooner had he said it than he saw his back in the water. It grew up into a great big humph.
"Do you see that?" said the jinn. "That's your very own humph. This is what you get for not working. Today is Thursday. You missed 3 days of work. Now you are going to work."
"How can I?" said the camel. "Now I have this humph on my back."
"It will help you," said the jinn. "You missed 3 days of work. Now you will be able to work for 3 days without eating. You can live on your humph. Now go to the other three and be good."
And the camel went to work with the three animals. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a humph.
We call it a hump now, not to hurt his feelings.